The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, Amen, I say to you, it will be hard for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, I say to you, it is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God. When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astonished and said, Who then can be saved? Jesus looked at them and said, For men, this is impossible, but for God, all things are possible. Then Peter said to him in reply, We have given up everything and followed you. What will there be for us? Jesus said to them, Amen, I say to you, that you who have followed me in the new age, when the Son of Man is seated on the throne of glory, will yourselves sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has given up houses, or brothers, or sisters, or father, or mother, or children, or lands, for the sake of my name, will receive 100 times more, and will inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first. The Gospel of the Lord. St. Bernard of Clairvaux is a tremendous, tremendous saint, and I need to ask his forgiveness this morning because I have a lousy biography on him that proffered me nothing for the gospel today. I'm flipping through it, trying to find something. So I'm going to rely on someone who is a kindred spirit of his, St. Thérèse of Lisieux. St. Thérèse, towards the end of her life, she was reading our Lord's Last Supper discourse in the Gospel of John, and she came upon that line where he says, Love one another as I have loved you. And this is what she wrote after reading that. O Lord, I know that you do not command anything impossible. You know my weakness and imperfection better than I do. You know that I could never love my sisters as you love them, unless you, O my Jesus, love them in me. It is because you want to grant me this grace that you have made a new commandment. Your will is to love in me all those whom you command me to love. Where was St. Thérèse's confidence? It came from her poverty. The more she realized how incapable she was of anything, the more she put her trust in God. It's like St. Paul when he says, I boast of my weaknesses. Or on one occasion, St. Thérèse wrote this, I am not sorry to see that I am weakness itself. On the contrary, I glory in it, and I expect to discover new imperfections in myself every day. My brothers and sisters, why is it hard for a rich person to enter the kingdom of heaven? Because so oftentimes in someone's riches, they fail to see their own poverty, or it can hide their poverty. Or they can put such confidence in riches as if they could buy anything, as if riches can accomplish anything for someone. But there is the similar danger of recognizing our poverty and just staying there. What does St. Peter say in the Gospel today? Lord, we have left everything. We have become poor and followed you. What if we're simply aware of our poverty without making that turn us totally to Christ? Our poverty will lead to discouragement, and discouragement is the enemy of souls. May we, like St. Thérèse, use our poverty to make us go out of ourselves, to thrust ourselves into Christ, to leave everything as Peter did interiorly. Lord, let my poverty make me let go of myself in order to follow you alone and trust in you alone.